Today's daf is Vachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis Omar Mar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema Fachava Miriam Basmalka Freda Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, and today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Sarah Bas Sylvia for a Zivug Hagoin Bekarov. So we're in the middle of a Braisa, a long price, that discusses the topic du jour, which is the halachos of bamos. The Braisa mentioned Ashitas Rav Meir, then Ashitas HaChachamim, then Ashitas Rav Yehuda, and then another Ashitas HaChachamim, and Ashitas Rav Shimon. So it's 5 shitos, so to speak, that are mentioned in the Braisa. And at first glance, it looks like these 5 shittas are really discussing 2 topics. 2 topics that are me'inyan le'inyan, but oisayinyan, but 2 topics nonetheless. The first topic is, what kind of karbonos were able to be brought on a bamas yachid bizman heter bamas? Now, one thing is clear, that you couldn't bring a carbon tzibur on a bamas yachid. You could only bring a carbon yachid on a bamas yachid. But the question is, within the world of carbon yachid, what kind of karbanos were able to be brought? The second discussion in the Braisa is, what kind of karbanos were able to be brought on the bamas tzibur, also known as the mizbeach, bizman heter bamos. Das heißt, bizman iser bamos, you were able to bring all the karbanos in the Torah on the mizbeach. The Torah mentioned the karbanos to be brought on the mizbeach. The question is, bizman heter bamos, did anything change? Is it all the karbanos that are able to be brought on the mizbeach, bizman iser bamos, that are allowed to be brought on this mizbeach as well? Or perhaps, being that right now there's a zman heter bamos, which seems to suggest that the Mishkan is not on the same level, as a result, could be that chapsa nafkemina in terms of what kind of karbanos were able to be brought on its mizbeach. And by the way, you find that mizbeach was referred to as a bamas tzibur. So just the name is almost a giveaway, that the mizbeach is not the same as it is when it's shonim ketikunam. Regardless, it's these 2 ideas that were mentioned in the Braisa. The first idea seems to be a machlikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, the first 2 of the 5 shitas mentioned in the Braisa. Rav Meir introduces the Braisa by saying that a yachid was able to bring any carbon yachid, that's Bavin Nedav and Nedava, on the Mizbeach. The Chachamim were chaylik, and the Chachamim said not every carbon that was brought in Nedav and Nedava, but only Oilois Vishlam. The Gemara said, what are they arguing about? They're arguing with regards to Menachos and Nazirois. According to Rav Meir, it's included in a carbon that's brought in Nedav and Nedava. According to the Chachamim, it's not Oilois Vishlam, and as a result, it's going to be excluded. The latter 3 shitas, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon, at first glance, seem to be discussing the second shaila. And that is, what kind of karbanos were able to be brought on the bamas tzibur, on the mizbeach, bizman heter bamas? Rabbi Yehuda said that any carbon that was brought on the mizbeach when the oil moed was in the midbar, meaning b'shas iser bamas, was able to be brought on the oil moed in Gilgal, meaning bizman heter bamas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could bring all karbanos on the mizbeach on the bamas tzibur, even bizman heter bamas. The Chachamim were chaylik, and the Chachamim said very, very clearly that it's only karbanos tzibur that were able to be brought on the bamas tzibur. However, a karbin yachid that's brought b'chayva would not be able to be brought. So according to the Chachamim, all the karbanos tzibur were able to be brought on the bamas tzibur. As it relates to karban yachid, only a karban yachid that's brought by nedav and nedava. And by the way, the Chachamim said, what's the definition of nedav and nedava? It's oilav shlamim, like the previous Chachamim in the Braisa, the Bali Plukt of Rav Meir. And then finally, there was a 3rd Shita on that topic, and that is the Shita of Rav Shimon, who said that the only Karbanos that were able to be brought on Bamas Sibur were Psachim, the Chayvay Shekavu Lehem Zman. But all other Karbanos, even Karbanos Sibur, would not be able to be brought on the Bamas Tzibor. So, as it relates to what karbonets could be brought on a Bamas Yachid, it seems to be two shittas. It seems to be a machloikis, Remeir and the Chachamim. Everybody agrees it's only a karbon Yachid. Everybody agrees only a karbon Yachid that's brought benedib and nedava. What's the machloikis? Like the Gemara explains, they're arguing regarding menachos and nazirois. As it relates to what kind of karbonets were able to be brought on the Bamas Tzibor, on the Mizbeach of Gilgal, Neve Givain, Bisman Heter Bamas, that seems to be a three-way machloikis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, all the karbonets, the whole suite of karbonets were able to be brought. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, you could bring all karbonets tzibor, but as it relates to karbonets yachid, only karbonets yachid that are bought in Nedav and Nedava, and the definition of karbonets yachid that are bought in Nedav and Nedava is the Chachamim's definition when they were chalik with Rameir, it's tafka oilus fish lamin. The third shita is the shita of Reb Shimon, who said that it was not even all karbonos tzibor that were able to be brought, but it's only psachim and chayvos shekavu lehenzman. That's the brace. The Gemara that we started yesterday, that's going to take us through the first part of today's daf, is a pirish. It's a commentary on this brace, and the Gemara takes it from the top. Al Rishon Rishon. As it relates to the machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim, what exactly are they arguing about? So the Gemara says as follows. Let's start with what they agree about. And that is that the only type of carbon that you're allowed to bring on a Bamas Yachid is a carbon Yachid that's brought Benedav and Adava. What's the makar to that? It's a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. It says, Loisasun kechel asher anachnu oisim paya yoyim ish kalayosha be'enav. And Poshib Shad in this pasuk is that when there's going to be a heter Bamas, it doesn't mean you could just go ahead and bring any carbon you want on a Bama. Loisasun kechel asher anachnu oisim paya yoyim. Don't think every carbon that we're bringing in the Ayom Mayad now, bisman heter Bamas, you'll be able to bring on your Rosh Gag or in your backyard. Rather, ish kala yosher ein of yasa. And the Gemara darshins that the word yosher is meloshin yesharos, and we learn from there that it's yesharos that you're allowed to bring. However, if it's chayvos, that's something that you would not be allowed to bring. Okay, so that's how we know it has to be a carbon that's brought benedav and nedava. What's the machlokes whether menachos and naziros are included or they're not included? So the Gemara says the shail of menachos is actually a more zaitig shail, something that was discussed already earlier in the sugyas, and that is, were menachos able to be brought on a bamas yachid? If the answer is yes, then a minchas nedava you'd be able to be bring because it's yesharis. If the answer is no, well, then obviously you won't be able to bring it. As it relates to naziris, so that's already an interesting shiloh. We can hear that maybe naziris is considered yesharis because at the end of the day, the etzem naziris is something that's beneda benedava. Mitzacheni, once a person's a nazir, he's now obligated to bring his karbonos. You could hear that karbonos would be treated more as karbonos chayve. Either way, because of the two ways to look at it, it's for that reason there was a machlokes between Rameir and the Chacham. The Gemara just did clarify one point, and that is the whole machlokes is regarding the oilus and the shlomim of the karbonos nazir. But as it relates to the chatois and the hashamois, that's poshid, being that the heftza of the carbon is not brought benedav and nedava, even in an oifen where it's being brought al yidei the nedav and nedava of the nazir, still it's not something that would be able to be brought. Either way, that is all what we spoke about yesterday. This is an 8-minute recap and precap. Now we're going to go into the Gemara's analysis of the latter part of the Braisa. Just one point that we did mention yesterday briefly that I think is kedai to mention now again, if we're going to be oimid on oimik pshutei shel Gemara, and that is that as much as it's true that the Braisa is made up of two parts, right, your proverbial Reisha and Seifa, the machloikis remain the Chachamim, and then the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim and Reb Shimon. Machloikis remain the Chachamim, what could be brought on a Bamas Yachin? The machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim and Reb Shimon, what could be brought on a Bamas Tzibor? But really, it's Mavur in Rashi, and Rashi takes it out of the Gemara that we're going to learn right now, that the first two shittas, Rameir and the Chachamim, also were opining, although not explicitly, but implicitly, regarding the second shail, and that is what karbonos were able to be brought on a Bamas Tzibor. In other words, when Rameir and the Chachamim said that the only carbon that a Yachid could bring Bisman Heter Bamas is a carbon that's brought Benedav and Nedava, Obina Machlekes regarding Menachos and Naziris, they didn't only mean on the Bamas Yachid. They meant it with regards to the Bamas Tzibor as well. Which means Rameir's Shita is that Bisman Heter Bamas, the only carbon a Yachid could ever bring is a carbon that's brought Benedav and Nedava, the Rabbis, Menachos and Naziris. And according to the Chachamim, Bisman Heter Bamas, the only carbon that a Yachid could ever bring is a carbon that's brought in Neda bin Adava and Le Ma'it Menachis bin Aziras. How did the Gemara know this? How did Rashi know this? Because otherwise the flow of the Braisa really has no Havana. Because when you read the Braisa, it does very much sound like five shittas on one topic. Not two topics that are me'inyan, le'inyan, ba'isa'inyan. That's a little bit of a cop-out. It sounds like it's actually one topic. Rameir said this. Chachamim told Rameir that. Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim this. The Chachamim went back and told Rabbi Yehuda that. And then Rabbi Shimon had the last word and he said this. That's what it sounds like the Braisa should be doing. If you read the Braisa Kipshutai without going into a little bit of Oymik, no, the first two Shitas are talking about one thing, and the other three Shitas are talking about something else. It could be they would agree, it could be they would disagree. You don't see five Shitas necessarily. Abba the Maisa, when you read the Braisa, it feels a little bit like it is. Either way, with that in mind, the Gemara now is going to go through the latter part of the Braisa, the different Shitas as it relates to what kind of Korbanos were able to be brought on a Bamas Tzibur, meaning on the Mizbeach, in the Oyel Moed, Bizman had the Bamas, which primarily was when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, and when the Mishnah was in Noiv and Givon. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, V'chachamim Moimim Kol Shatzibim Makrivim Ba'oyel V'chulu. So which sheet is this? This is actually the fourth sheet. The second of the latter three sheetas in the Braisa. The Chachamim said, Kol Shatzibim Makrivim Ba'oyel Moyot Shabim Midbar, Makrivim Ba'oyel Moyot Shabim Gilgal. Any carbon that the Tzibur was able to bring in the Ba'oyel Moyot Shabim Midbar, meaning any carbon Tzibur was brought in the Ba'oyel Moyot Shabim Gilgal. The can le'karvu yachid ala oyel v'shlam. Kan v'kan, meaning sayan the bamas yachid, sayan the bamas Tzibur, the yachid was only able to bring the oyelas or the shlamim. Says the Gemara, my tamayu de rabbanu. What's pshat in this shita on makro? Because the pasuk says loisasim chilach anachnu oisim payayim. That was the pasuk of the end of yesterday's daf, and then it says ish kol hayosher be'enav. Right, that's the oisphere of the pasuk. Says the Gemara, we learn from here ish yisharois hu de likruv chayvois loy likruv. The way the Chachamim understood this pasuk of Ish Kol Hayosher Be'enav is that an Ish is only allowed to bring a carbon that's Yisharos, Loishna if he's bringing it on a Bamas Yachid, and Loishna if he's bringing it on a Bamas Sibur. Regardless of what Bama he's bringing it on, the halacha is always going to be Ish Kol Hayosher Be'enav. Meaning, even though the Pshutai Shal Mikra of the Pasuk sounds a little bit like it's talking about the Bamas Yachid, so the limitation of Yesharus would seem to be limited to the Bamas Yachid. But the Chachamim hold no. Ish, Yesharus with the Likruv, period. Now, that's only true regarding Ish. It's not true regarding Tzibur. Okay, so where does the Chapsach and Afkimina with the Tzibur? That a Tzibur could bring Karbonoi's Chayva on a Bamas Yachid? No, that's then on arrival, as we mentioned in the beginning of the introduction. It's Negeya on the Bamas Tzibur. But that's how the Chachamim formulate their position that when it came to the Bamas Tzibur, an Ish was only allowed to bring a carbon that was brought up in Nedav and Adavar because Ish as opposed to, as it relates to the Tzibur, on the Tzibur doesn't have that limitation. Says the Gemara for Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Who's Rabbi Yehuda? So we're going a little bit backwards. Rabbi Yehuda is the third sheet to mention the Braisa, right? The first of the latter three sheetas. Rabbi Yehuda's shnita is that kol shat Tzibur vehayochid, makriven by Omoyot Shabimidma, makriven by Omoyot Shabigilgal, right? Anything, even that a Yochid was able to bring in the Midbar, he was able to bring in Gilgal, which means a carbon Yochid of Chayva you're allowed to bring in Gilgal. What's the Kasha? It says the word Ish, Kol HaYosher Be'enav. It sounds like Ish is limited to Yesharis. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Ksev HaYosher Be'enav Hu Dechsev. It says Ish, Kol HaYosher Be'enav, and the word Be'enav, Rashi says, is Mashma Bamekitana. Where is it? Mashma be'enav bama ketana. So be'enav sounds a little bit like that. You're going to want to just wherever you feel fit, right? You're going to see a place and it's going to be a geshmak hazach for you to go ahead and build a bum over there and bring a carpet. It's in a place like that we have the halach of ish hayasher. But as it relates to the bama gedayla, the bama sibur, as it relates to the mishkan, albeit b'sman hat the bama is over there, you're not going to be limited to anything. Right? As it relates to that, Bama Gedayla, you'll be able to bring even Karbanos Chayv. It says the Gemara, Elohok Siv Ish. But doesn't it say Ish? Lav lemeimra, isn't it coming to say the ish yesharis who the likruv ha chayvayis lo likruv? I mean, from the fact that it says ish, isn't it for sure coming to say that a yachid, even on a bamas tzibur, should only be allowed to bring yesharis? But didn't we just explain it? We said it says ish, but it says the word be'enav. So Rashi explains that the Gemara needs to ask as follows. The Gemara feels that the word ish is really extra. The pasuk could have said, and I would know that the kol ha'yosha be'enav is referring to an ish. Meaning, if this pasuk is talking only about a bamas yachid, bisman heter bamas, obviously the pasuk is talking to the yachid, because a tzibur can never bring a carbon. So the question is, why would the Torah have to say the word ish? It's so obvious that we're talking to the yachid. So the Gemara says, gishmak, bishloim, according to the chachamim, that the chachamim hold as licked in their pasuk, saya halacha regarding a bamas yachid, and saya halacha regarding a bamas tzibur, that an ish is always only allowed to bring a carbon that's yesharis, that's brought by the ben adava, but he can't bring a carbon chayva even on the bamas tzibur. So it's for that reason the Torah went out of its way, and the Torah mentioned the word ish to teach me that as it relates to the ish, kol ha'yosha, it's only yesharis. The ish will never be able to bring anything that's not yosha. The Torah didn't say the word ish. There's no way in the world I would ever think that this pasuk is talking also about a bama gedayla. I would say for sure it's be'enav. It's talking about a bama katana. That's the pshuta shalnikra of the pasuk. I would never extend it. Nor vas, it says the word ish. Abeloit Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, the halach is taka only negay the bama siyachid, then ish. The Kasev Rachman Olamali. L'chayr, why did the Torah have to say the word ish? The word ish would be miyutak. In other words, when the Gemara is asking on Rabbi Yehuda, essentially the Gemara is also explaining the Shitas HaChachamim a little bit better. Right, when we learn the HaChachamim in real time, Ma'i Tamayu de Rabbanon, it says, Ish HaYoshib Einav Yaseh, Ish Yesharis Hu Delikriv, even on the Bama Gedoyla. Right? It's not so clear why. Mechatesi, the read the Pshutei Shal Mikra. The Pshutei Shal Mikra is not mashed, but that way the Teretz is, they were coming from the word ish. So compelling is that diyuk in the word ish. It's the pshat and the chachamim in sinach hakash and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda has to go ahead and Rabbi Yehuda has to end for it. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda did end for it. He said, kikseb ish lahachshir es hazar. Very gishmak. He says, you want to know why the Torah said in the context of the Bama Ketana, the word ish, isn't it obvious that that's what's going on over here? Yes, but at the same time, there's a little bit of a chiddush over here. The chiddush is, you could have thought that when the Avodah was done on these small Bamas, maybe you needed a Kayin. Kamash one, that a Zar is going to be okay. But the Gemara says, Zar? Mi v'zar kakayin es adam ala mizbech Hashem nafka. No, it says clearly that the only time a Kayin needs to do the Avodah is if it's going to be on the mizbech. But this is not being done in the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, true. There was no Hava meaning that you should need a cut. But now the time I would have told you, by Kiddush Bechayrus Kimei Kara. I would have thought maybe we should go back by these Bamas Kitanos, these Bamas Yachids, to the Halach of requiring a Bechar. Kamash Malan. That's the Kiddush. That you don't need. But the reason Ish was mentioned was not with to tell me that the limitation of ish is negay, even the bama gedoyli, even the bama sibur. It's coming to tell me that don't think the avodah had to be done by b'chayros kamash malon. Absolutely not. Says the Gemara Chachamim haynu taina kamo. Another kash in the cheshbon of the braises. To the extent that the five shittas mentioned in the braisa are really all talking to each other, and on some level they're all discussing the same Shaila, as much as they're also discussing a different Shaila, but they're discussing the same Shaila, there's a lot of korbanos were able to be brought on a bama sibur. So it would seem that the first chachamim, shita number 2, and the second chachamim, shita's number 4, if you're keeping score at home, right? So it would seem they're the same shita, because they both are of the opinion that only korbanos sibur of chayva were able to be brought on the bama gedayla. As it relates to Karbanos Yachid, it's only Karbanos Yachid that are brought b'neda b'nedava. And by the way, even as it relates to Karbanos Yachid that are brought b'neda b'nedava, the definition is Eilus Hashlam. So it's literally the same exact Shita. So Freit the Gemara, Chachamim Hainu Tanakam. The Gemara could have said Chachamim Hainu Chachamim, right? They were both referred to as Chachamim in the Braisa. But either way, isn't it the same Shita? Amar Papa. Ostensibly, yes, but if you mind a little bit better, you'll see there is a nafkamino. Karvu nesachim b'midbar ikibenayo. There is a nafkamino. Whether or not nesachim were able to be brought in the Midbar. In other words, as it relates to the Iker Shaila of what kind of karbonis were able to be brought on the Bama Sibur, the Stakinonaf Gemino, stating that if you look at the Rabbanim Basroi, they added language. What they said was, Kol Shahad Sibur Makriven Ba'yomoyacheb in Midbar, Makriven Begilgal. It's a little extra, it's a little wordy. Why they have to give that whole Chazara Sashir? They should have just said that no, the Yochid is only allowed to bring karbonis that are brought in Edom and Adava. Where the Chachonim Basroi are coming Litfuye, where they're coming to be Moisif, is in the Hakdama to their Shtikl Torah. Every carbon that was able to be brought in the Midbar, yeah, there's a carbon that was able to be brought in the Midbar that my predecessor, my Bal Plukta, doesn't agree with. Because he holds that the Nesachim were not able to be born in the Midbar, I hold the Nesachim were able to be born in the Midbar. So Enochanami, this Machloikis is taken not so much Negeya. Machloikis is not so much Negeya, the Lumdis of what karbonis were able to be brought on a Bama Sibur, but rather it's more negeya, what karbonis were able to be brought, what karbonis were able to be brought on the Mizbeach that was inside the Midbar. Either way, moving along. What was the last sheet in the Brais? It was Sheetas Reb Shimon. What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon, Oimer, Av Tzibur Le'ekrivu El Psochim V'Choyvish Shekavu Lehem Zman. Zok Di Gemara, my time with Reb Shimon, what's Pshan Reb Shimon? Dechsev, the Pasuk says, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael HaPesach Ba'Gilgal. So when the Yidden came to Gilgal, right when they crossed the Yarden, it says they brought the carbon Pesach. Pshita, Reb Shimon was bothered. What's the Chiddush that they brought the carbon Pesach? El Hakum Ashbel, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. The Choyvis came Pesach. Who the Karev? Alav came Pesach Loi Karev. It's coming to teach me halacha, and that is that the only types of karbonis chayva they were able to bring at that point were karbonis chayva that were ge'im Pesach. But any karbon chayva that's not ge'im Pesach is not something that they were able to bring. Meaning the fact that they brought the karbon Pesach is not a chiddush. The chiddush is that the only type of carbon they could have brought was a carbon that was ge'im Pesach. Pesach is a carbon chayva. As a result, only karbonis sibur that are a carbon chayva. The idach, the Bali plucked on Reb Shimon. Why did the Torah have to say that they brought the carbon Pesach in Gilgal? Isn't it obvious? So the Gemara says, there's a different chiddush over here. Some Reb Yoichan said, Reb Yoichan mishum Rabbeinu. Reb Yoichan said the name Rabbeinu. Aru makabel haza. Someone that's an aru could be makabel haza. Now there's a long Rashi. It's actually a Geshmak Rashi that explains this inyan. What the Pashup Shad is that if somebody is Tamei Mace and now he needs Hazar from the Efer of the Parah Aduma, the problem is he's also an Aral. So he's a Tamei Mace, he's an Aral, he never had Bris Mil. So the question is, can an Aral be Makabal Hazar and become Tar for it or not? Said Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Noah, Aral Makabal Hazar. The answer is that yes, an Aral could be Makabal Hazar. Says the Gemara, you know what the Makar to it is? The Makar to it is the fact that it says in the Torah, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-Pesach begil. I think it's good to see Rashi inside. Rashi bangs this out, Geshmak. Dibra maschol Aral. Shenit b'meis. An Aral that became Tamei Meis. Makabal Hazar. V'tahar mitumas meis l'gibbe kachem. He's going to become tar, he's going to be allowed to touch kachem. V'yalef mehacha. And the makar is actually this pasuk. Dechsev ayasu as ha-pesach begilgal, demashmesh asu kehulchasai b'milu b'tahayu. Sounds like they did it in the proper way, right? Can't bring a carbon pesach if you're an aro, you can't bring it if you're tamei. So it sounds like they had mila and they had tire. Now, zok rashi geshmak. V'ruban areilum hoyu b'midbar. We know roiv of klai yisrael were areilum in the midbar. Dechsev leimalu. V'amrina b'yavamis. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Basar ben Nisan, on the 10th day of Nisan, Sha'avras ha-Yarden le'ma. They couldn't do Bris Mila yet. So they didn't cross the Yarden on Yud Nisan. And on that day, they couldn't do Bris Mila, Mishum Chul Shad Orcha, because they were very tired. Ela b'chatzri hudama. So when they did do the Bris Mila, they did the Bris Mila on the 11th day. V'ishtakach, ditmei meisim shahayu b'hem. Additionally, says Rashi, we know that there was a good chunk of Yidden at that time that were Tamei Meis. Sharei Ruben Tamei Meisim Hayo. Shemeis Rabbi saying Kol Abraham Shana B'Midbar V'Ned Mushan, because all the Yidden were always dying in the Midbar. Now, so Rashi says, I just told you three facts. I told you that the Yidden in the Midbar didn't do Bris Mila. They did Bris Mila not even the day they crossed the Yarden, which was Yud Nisan, but it was the next day, Yud Alef Nisan. And we know that Reiv of Klai Yisrael were Tamei Meis. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Yidden had not already received at least one of the Hazois that you need from the Efer Parah Aduma, then in Lem Shos Lahazas Mishamalu, there's not enough time to become tar from the time that they did Bris Mila on Yud Aleph Nisan and be ready to bring a carbon Pesach on Yud Aleph Nisan. Why? Because you have to be mafresh the Geshmak Rashi 3 days between Hazois, Revi, Chamishi, Veshishi. Right? When was the Hazah done? ביום השלישי וביום השביעי. וכאן אלוהי היזו עד יום אחד בניסון הזור ראשונו לאח השמול וסולי מות זמן הזור שני עד יום חמישה עשר. And at that point it's already going to be too late. So from the fact that the Torah said ויעשו עשה פסח בגילגל, the Gemara said it's פשיטה. No, it's not פשיטה, because you could have made the argument they were Arelim, and being that they are Arelim and Oros not a Kabbalah Hazon, if that's the case they would have absolutely no ability, no capacity to possibly become Torah in order to be able to bring the Karban Pesach, unless you're going to say they started the Torah process 7 days before Yudal Nisan. 7 days before Yudal Nisan would mean they started already on Zayin Nisan, which means those first Hazayas were done before Yud Aleph Nisan, which is while they were Arelim. So you see, from here, Oz Makabal Azot, that's why the Torah said, Vayasu Asa Pesach B'Gilgal. Rav Shimon said the reason the Torah said Vayasu Asa Pesach B'Gilgal is to teach me that the only time the Karban Chavitah was able to be born on a Bama Sibur, which is Gilgal, was something similar to the Karban Pesach. The Gemara says, V'idach, you wonder what the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold, no, the Chachamim hold that it's coming to teach me something else, that Oral is Mekabel has one last Gemara on this topic, and then we're going to digress into our Gadita. Pani Tana Kamidah Rav Adi Bar Ahava. There was a Tana that presented the following to Rav Adi Bar Ahava. Im bein Bama Gedoyle Bama Ketana. There's no nafkimini between a Bama Gedoyle and a Bama Ketana, ala Pesach v'choyves ha-kavu v'mizman. With the exception of a Pesach and choyves ha-kavu v'mizman. So he said there's no nafkimina, did the Tana, between a Bama Gedoyla and a Bama Ketana, rather the Pesach and the Chavis HaKavur Lamezman. Those can be brought on the Bama Gedoyla. Those cannot be brought on the Bama Ketana. Now, it sounds very Rav Shimon-dig, right? Pesach and Chavis HaKavur Lamezman sound like the only types of karbonos that you'd be able to bring on the Bama Gedoyla. What about the Karbonos, Sibur, that are not Kavur Lehemzman? It sounds like you can't even bring that. So for sure, it sounds like the Tana over here is expressing the Shita of Reb Shimon. But the Gemara says, Amale, when the Tana told us Rav Adi Bar Ahava, see, he told him, Tetarge Masnisech, I think in your Braisa, you see a Chiddush even in the world of Reb Shimon. And that is, I think we have to explain your Braisa, Ba'oilas Chayva, Tafka Ba'oilas Chayva. Meaning, if you have such a braisa, im bein bama gedoyle bama ketana, ela pesach v'chayves ha-kavul lamizman, chayves ha-kavul lamizman is not even going to mean all chayves. It's going to mean dafka and oilas chayva. And the reason is the ikka oilas nadava. Because you have the oilas nadava to compare and contrast with the oilas chayva. The ichatas yachid hu chayves tekevil es man mi ikka. Little mishubash the girsa. But the point is that if it includes chatas when you say chayves hakavu lemzman, there's no such thing as a chatas nedava. And being that there's no such thing as a chatas nedava, it can't mean that when the braisa said the chayves hakavu lemzman, it means a karmen chatas as well. Now this gemara is also a little bit sosem, right? It's not so easy to understand. But Baruch Hashem, we have Rashi, and because we have Rashi, so everything is gevaldik. Let's see Rashi again inside. It's dibra maskel chatas nedava mi ikra. Val Karchin's like Rashi, Masnisa Kamash Malon, it's Poshit, Rav Adi Bar Ahava understood, that the Braisa was coming to say a Chiddush. The like Karvulu Rav Shimon Bigdoyla, Levad Mi Psachim, that even Rav Shimon that holds an Obama Gedoyla, you're only able to bring Karbonis that were Kavul Lehemzman, it didn't even mean all Karbonis that were Kavul Lehemzman. It meant Psachim, or Chayva Sheyesh Bem Kayoitz Bem Nedava, or Karbanis chayva, where there's a nedava component to it, such as an oil. How do you know that? Because midik tani ela psachin the chayva is a kavul lemzman. Rav Adi Bar Ahava understood this from the wordiness of the braisa. You could bring chayvos and psachim and chayvos a kavul lemzman. Because if Rav Shimon Shita is what it sounds like it is in the original braisa, that really all chayvos a kavul lemzman you could bring. So psachim diktanu lamali. Why do you have to mention the word psachim? Hachi havalei lemeimar. This is what he should have said. Ein bein bama gedoy lebama ketano elo chayvos a kavul lemzman. V'havalu psachim bichlal elo hachi kamer zakrashi. These rashis are so geschmack. Must be this is what the braisa is saying. Elo psachim shekarvu bigdoy lo v'loy Karva Biktana Klal. That Rav Shimon saying is that you could bring the Pesach, and I'm singling out the Pesach, because Pesach, you don't have like the Pesach Chayv and the Pesach Nedava. There's one type of Pesach, and that's something that Afal Pikin you could bring on the Bama Gedoyla. The Shar Dvarim, additionally, there's other Karbanos Chayv, Hakavul Lamizman, but it's only things that are Kan Vekan in Chiluk Behen, Elo Shebezulai Karva El Nedava, Shebezul Karva Av Chayv Hakavul Lamizman. But as it relates to a Chatas, which you can't bring the Nedava, that's not something you would able able to bring. Either way, so this braisa is like an addendum in Shitas Rav Shimon. When you learn Rav Shimon originally, the fifth sheet in the Gersa braisa on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, it sounds like Rav Shimon holds any carbon that's kavulem zman, carbon chayvi you'll add or bring. But if it's not, such as the parum davashal tzibur, etc., that's not something you'll be able to bring. From this braisa that said in bein bama gedoy la bama ketana ela pesach the chayvis a kavulem zman, in the lashon of pesach the chayvis a kavulem zman, here the Gemara sees some Tosefes Lashon. And what's the Tosefes Lashon that we see over here? That it can't be all Chavis HaGavul Lamzman. Because if it's all Chavis HaGavul Lamzman, then why are we singling out Pesach? Oh, it must be. It's only Chavis HaGavul Lamzman that have a Nedava component, such as Oilois, as opposed to Chatos, that doesn't have a Nedava component, that would not be included. The one exception to that is Pesach, and that's why Pesach is singled out. Notice, there's a Tosfos that takes up a whole amud over here. And the avoid of Tosfos is that he's being chaylik with Rashi's pshat. One of the basic ashes that I think everyone should ask is that, what did Rav Adar Bar Hava see in this braisa that Rav Shimon didn't say in the original braisa? Rav Shimon oimer, av tzibur lo yekrivu elo psochem v'choyva shekavu l'mzman. This graisa diyek that seems to be the backbone of this Tosfos chiddush, and oimik in understanding Rav Shimon, we already knew from the original Rav Shimon. So what would be the chiddush over here? Tosfos asks that, and much, much more. Ayin sham. Either way, let's just finish the Gemara. V'lukman b'minchas chayva da'ika chavitin. What did the Gemara say? The Rav Adar Bar Hava said, oh, based on this understanding of Rav Shimon, it must be that, what does it mean, chayvis hakavulam zman? It must be oimis, right? That's the only thing I can think of, because that's the only type of carbon that has a kavulam zman and a not kavulam zman, that's also bop in the dove. So it must be that what's going on over here is the oil. What do you mean? There is another one. There's also mincha, meaning what Rav Adar Bar Hava said was not chatos. He said it's only oil, right? Not chatos was like a mashal, but it's oila. That's what he said. It's not only oila. There's also mincha. We know what the answer is going to be. Because over ain't mincha b'bama. He also says no such thing as a mincha b'bama. If there's no such thing as a mincha b'bama, so obviously that can't be what's going on. Either way, this concludes the braisa, the five shittas, which lemaskana, it's five shittas really, if you think about it, all talking about two things, but also talking about one thing as well. Moving along. Bo l'shiloi v'chul. So the Mishnah then pivoted and started talking about Shiloh. Mentioned a few things about Shiloh. Number one, about the physical nature of Shiloh. Mishnah said, "Lehoyisham tikra ella beis avana bilvad milmatan v'hayiriyos milmaylon v'hoyisam enucha." So we know there was a Mishkan and we know there was a Mikdash, right? There was a Mishkan for many, many years, and then we had a beis hamikdash. The Mishkan was like a tent, oyel moyed. The Mikdash was a bias, Beis HaMikdash. Shiloh, the Mishnah says, was somewhere in between. It was a little bit of a bias. It was a little bit of a Mishkan, right? Like, Hayasham Tikra, there was no roof. A bias usually has a roof, right? If you don't have a roof on top, you don't really live in a house. There was no roof, but the structure of the house was really a Beis HaVonim. What was Lamaila? They were Yerias. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. What's the Makar to this? Like, how do we know that Shiloh is like a tweener? It's a Bissel Nishtahin Nishtaher. Amrab Chibarab Amrab Yer. Because there's one pasuk regarding Shiloh that says, Vativieyu Beis Hashem Shiloh. Sounds like it was a bias. The Kosu Echadaimer. But there's another pasuk that says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh. Oyel Shikem Ba'adam. Another pasuk, Vayimas ba'oil Yosef, b'shevet Ephraim lo yivacha. So you find that those psukim seem to be describing it as a oil, as a tent. So on the one hand, you see it described as a bias. On the other hand, you see it described as a tent. Haketzad lo yoyse sham tikra ela avonim mil maton v'yiriyos mil malo v'yoyse menucha. Must be it was this in between thing. If you look in the Svar Makdashim, not for now, but they all explain that the in between physical nature of Shiloh is really representative and indicative of the in between symbolism of what Shiloh really represented. Right? We talked about the mitzvah of Asuli Mik. We talked about the special mitzvah of the Shichnoi Sidrashu Uvasa Shama, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Beis Abchir. That was the Redbite in the Churvishul, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said from the beginning of time, once Klai Yisrael became a nation, that there always has to be a Makim where I can come and I can convene with you. But that wasn't the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Makim Asher Yivchar. That was the Beis HaMikdash. In Shiloh, we spoke about how Shiloh was a temporary bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sifri in so many places refers to it as the Makom HaShiyivcha. But then again, it was a Mishkan Shiloh, right? So Shiloh is somewhere in between. It's the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not Kitchel HaSalavai. It's Yesh HaChreh Heter. It's only a temporary sort bias. So really, what Shiloh represents when you understand the Tifkeit of Shiloh is that it's a little bit of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a little bit of the Mishkan, the Hein Hein Advarim. That's indicative of the physical nature. That on the one hand, it's a bias Shalavan, but there's no Tikra. So it's a bissel of Beis HaMikdash, it's a bissel of Mishkan. Again, that's a little bit of the Eimek. Moving along, the Mishnah said, so what are the laws of Shiloh? The laws of Shiloh were Kotshe Kadoshim Nachon Lefnim and Aklon. It's always the way it is. The Kotshim Kalam Ma'isa Sheni. This is a Chiddush B'chol Harai. If you were able to see Mishkan Shiloh, then you were allowed to eat. You were allowed to eat Kotshim Kalam and Ma'isir Sheni. Now, ordinarily, what's Ma'isa Sheni and Kotshim Kalam Talian? It's Talian, Yerushalayim and HaKadosh. But over here they weren't in Yerushalayim, over here they were in Shiloh. So what's a Talian? It's Talian B'chol HaRaya. Obviously, such a Chiddush requires a Makar. And the very next Gemara is going to discuss, not immediately, how do we know this in B'chol HaRaya? And the Gemara is going to bring a few different Makars. I'm Rav Yishi, that my Rav Yishi is said, because it says in the Pasuk, Yisham Al-Khop and Talo L'Yisecho B'chol Makam Ashetira. That you better be careful, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, you can't just bring Karbonis wherever you want. We learn from here, B'chol Makam Ashetira, you have to Maila. You want to be Maila, right? Miloshin Halo. That's not something you could do b'chamak mashatira, right? Any place that the makam hamikdash can be seen. But the point is that to the extent that the Beis HaMikdash could be seen, or if you, looking at it from the standpoint of the raya, the oichel, if you could see the makam hamikdash, you'll be able to eat it. So there's a limitation of b'chol haraya as it relates to halah. But from there we learn, only regarding Kavah do we have that limitation. But when it comes to Achil of HaKeret, there it's eaten B'chol HaRaya. But the Gemara says, Eim B'chol Makam Shatiraya, Iyatom Nailav Ata Zoyveyach B'chol Makam Shatiraya. How do you know to jump from Halah to Eichol? Maybe jump from Halah to Sheikhet, Sheikhet V'amailo. And maybe what it's coming to say is that you're allowed to Shecht Karbonos as long as you could see Shiloh. Rav Yani and Makro, the Pasuk says, Shom Tala v'Shom Tasa, we're makish the Halah to the Asiyah, so we know all the Asiyahs had to be done in the Makam Allah. And if the Torah says, Mefurish, Yisham Al-Khabatala v'Yisach v'Khamashatir, so you know for sure the Asiyah also not. So the only thing that it could be possibly coming to exclude is the Achiloh. Either way, this is the first Makar. So how do we know that in Shiloh you will already eat Kachem Kalin and Ma'is Hashani b'chol Araya? Because it says in the Torah, Yisham Al-Khabatala v'Yisach v'Khamashatir, the Halah. Oh, you can't do B'chamak Mashatir, but as it relates to the Achila, that is something you can. Abdimi Bar Chasa Amar, a different pasuk. Amakra, it says in the Torah, it says, V'loi Tanas Shiloi. What does it mean, Tanas Shiloi? Mokim Shekol Aroya Oysa Misaneach Olav Al Achilas Kachem. This is a place that whoever would go there, they would be misaneach, they would be betzar over the fact that they're no longer able to eat kachin. In other words, the context of this pasuk is talking about after Churban Shiloh. And they would go to the place where they were able to see where Shiloh once was, and they would be misaneach. And the Gemara is saying, you want to know why they were misaneach? Because they would remember, oh, I was once able to eat kachin right here. I'm not allowed to eat kachim there. So you see that once upon a time, it was able to be eaten b'chol haraya. Now, by the way, if you're looking for this pasuk, v'loi tana shiloi, good luck. Because if you take a look at the first Rashi on the top of the Amid, Rashi says, chipasta v'loi matzasa v'mikro. Said, I tried finding this pasuk, I couldn't find it. Now, Rashi says, I found something similar. I found in Yeshua Perek Tazayin that it says, tana shiloi. By the way, this is not the only place where the Gemara quotes a pasuk where if you're trying to find it, you're not going to find it 100%. We once spoke at a raid by from Reuven Margolis. He wrote a whole sefer on Mikra v'Amesoyra, and this is one of the inyanim that he talks about. But either way, Zok Gemara, Rav Avoh Amar. Rav Avoh had a third makar. He said, Amakra, it says in the pasuk, Bein Poiros Yosef, Ben Poiros Ale Oyen, Banoi Sada Ale Shor. And you know what we learn from here? Ayin Shalai Rots, the laws of the Hanus, Medavashen Shalai, the eye of Yosef Atzadik, that did not want to sustain itself. It didn't want to have pleasure from something that's not his. Tiske v'toichal kimloi eineha will be zaycha and will be able to have this din, that you'll be able to eat the kachim in the Mishkan that's in its chelek, right? We're going to see in a minute that Shiloh was b'chelko shel Yosef, and it's going to be able to be eaten kimloy now. So ben paris yosef, ben paris alayin, this is the makar that Shiloh was able to be eaten b'chol araya. Now, what is even pashup shad in this makar, right? So if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maschel paris yosef. So Rashi says, loshem pirya verivya, mokam achilas kachem nisrabeloy al yudei ha'ayin. Paras yosef means that Yosef's chelek was nisrabel. It was part of a rava. And you want to know why it was part of a rava? It was related to his ayin. Because of the fact that he had shmiras einayim. It's interesting because vayimoyin is associated with shmiras einayim. Even though really the gvur of Yosef HaTzadik was more related to lishka vimi, Leah says. But here you see a mefurish gemara that really the inyan of Yosef HaTzadik is very much a shmiras einayim dege inyan. Ayin shalei rotz the laws of lihanis b'davar shein shalei. Ad kidei kach that the schar that Yosef HaTzadik got was Kol Haraya. So you see how much Shmiras Einayim is part and parcel of the Indian of Vayimoyin. But either way, this is the Makar. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Amar, he said a fourth Makar that's really my Indian, the Pasuk says, Ritzoyin Shoich Nisna, right? This is in Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha. This is from the Brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Shnevet Yosef. And this is what he told him. He said, Ayin Shalei Rotzta. That's the Ritzoyin. Ayin Shalei Rotzta. The Hanus Vlava Chene Shalei. The eye that didn't want to have enough or something that doesn't belong to it. Tiske V'Toycha Ben Asnuim. Geshmaka Drasha. So there the halach is going to be that even if you're in one of the shvatim that are the snuim, one of the shvatim that hated Yosef, they hated Yosef, yeah, it's Pesukim in the Torah, in the beginning of Parashas Vayeshev, right? So even if you're standing right now in the chelik of one of the shvatim that really hated Yosef, afilu hachi, you're going to have a din that you are going to be able to eat from the kachem. Either way, we have four makaris to the halacha that in Shiloh you were able to eat b'chol haraya. Oh, to be mala and to do the other asiyos, but as relates to achila, not. V'loy tanas shiloy. Rashi says chipasta v'loy mitzasa b'mikra. But there was a place that people knew once upon a time they were able to eat, and when they would be there, they would give this krecht. And what was that place? The place they were able to see shiloy. Oh, so you see, we back into this idea that you were able to eat kachim b'chol haraya. The third makar is ben paris yosef ben paris aleyayin. The fourth makar is me'inyan le'in ritzayin sheikh nisam, which is also related to yosef. Zok digamar ton. Raya sha'amru, when we talk about being allowed to eat, kachem kalam ma'isa sheini b'chol raya by chiloy, it means raya kula. You have to be able to see the entire mishkan v'loya mafsik b'noy l'b'noy. Right? If there's like a hefsik, you have to have like a good, clear shot. But in the event that it's somewhat obstructed, that's not going to be okay. Amalei Rav Shimon ben El Yakim Rav Elazar said, I mean, heard this and they didn't understand exactly. Like, how do you play this set out? He said, I was b'lecha. Let me explain it. You could go in Beknishta the mind. So if you're standing in Beknishta the mind, you could see it clearly. That's what we're referring to. Amalei Rav Papa said, Raya Shah, Amalei Raya Kuloi. Elei Raya Mitzasai. Actually, you don't have to see all of it. As long as you see part of it, that's going to be okay. So it has to be an unobstructed view, but albeit only of Miktsasi. But Rapapa said, I'll tell you what I'm not sure about. What would be if you're standing, you could see it, but if you're sitting, you can't see it. And now you're sitting, right? Because if you're standing, you could see it. But now you're sitting and you can't see it. Do you say, being that if I was standing, I'd be able to see it, so I'd be able to eat it? Or maybe not. But Rabbi Yirmiyah has a shayla. If you're standing on the banks of a nachal, you would be able to see it. But if you're betoich ha-nachal, if you were inside the nachal, so that could be, I don't know, 20 feet down, you're ein eroya, my. So if now that you're on the bottom of the nachal, but if I was on the top of the nachal, I'd be able to see it. Would that be okay? The Gemara says, like it does so often with so many of Rabbi Yirmiyah and even Rav Papa Shailas, is teiku. We are going to stop here in the middle of all this divrei hagadah. So just to end with one rabbi, and that is the very, very last Gemara, discuss the halacha of kachim kalim and maisa sheni in Shiloh was able to be eaten b'chol haray. The Brisker Rav in Chedushei Moron Riz Halevi al HaTorah in Parshas Re'eh quotes a Sefri. The Sefri It's going on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that says as follows: Lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha, masa degoncha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha, u'b'choyreis b'karcha v'nsoynecha v'chol nedarecha asher tider v'nedvaisecha trumas yodach. In short, the pasuk saying that kochim kalim a'maiser sheni, you're not allowed to eat b'sharecha. You can't just eat it wherever you live. Okay, so if I have kochim kalim a'maiser sheni, where must I eat it? Ki im lefnei Hashem alikecha tachlen. You have to eat it lefnei Hashem, ba'mokim ashivcha Hashem alikecha boy, in the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for it to be eaten. Ata uvincha uvitecha v'avducha v'amasecha v'alivei Hashem v'sharecha v'samachta lefnei Hashem elekecha b'chol mishlach yodecha. So you can't eat kachem kalam amaisa sheni b'sharecha wherever you want. Where do you have to eat it? You have to eat it lefnei Hashem elekecha. In other words, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim Ir HaKadosh. Now, the Torah doesn't say Yerushalayim Ir HaKadosh, but that's in line with the fact that the Torah never mentions Yerushalayim. Rather, the Torah constantly refers to a place that in the future I am going to choose. The Sefri on this pasuk, Kim lefnei Hashem elokecha teichlenu b'mokam asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bo, says as follows: Kim lefnei Hashem elokecha teichlenu zu shilay. B'mokam asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bo, zu Yerushalayim. So, although when you read the pasuk, it sounds like it's describing one mokam. There's going to be a Makom Asher Yivchar. In the Makom Asher Yivchar, there's going to be a Lefnei Hashem, right? And it's there that you're supposed to eat the Kachem Kalam and Ma'is Hasheni. Abba Zakt, it's a free that what we need to do with this pasuk is we have to do a Yachatz. And B'Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Alekecha Boy, that's referring to Yerushalayim. Freak the brisker Rav. I don't understand. I think that if somebody wasn't familiar with Sefri's, somebody didn't hear the raid bite in the Churva Shulen and Shila, and he sat down and he saw this Sefri, he'd probably be very satisfied with what he saw. Because he would say, I know that Shila, even though the Mishkan stood there for 369 years, but it wasn't the Mokem Asher Yivchar. And because it wasn't the Mokem Asher Yivchar, so it's for that reason, if the Torah would say, Ki imba Mokem Asher Yivchar Hashem Alekecha Boy, we would say it doesn't mean Shila. It for sure means only Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Torah has to say that it's not only negeya this halacha when you're going to have the Beis Hamikdash, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, and Bayis Shlish Meir B'Yameinu Ameh, but it was negeya the 369 years of Shilai. Hence, the Sefri would be darshaning the pasukim lefnei Hashem alikecha, which is not the b'makom asher yivchar toichlenu. Additionally, b'makom asher yivchar Hashem alikecha, there too, you're going to have that thing. Oh, but the problem is we know that there are countless Sefri, not countless, but like four. There's many Sefris where the Sefri says mefor that whenever the Torah talks about the Makom Asher Yivchar, didn't only mean the Beis Hamikdash, but the Makom Asher Yivchar was referring to, it was referring to Shilei as well, right? Just the Chazer over. The Sefri says, Kosef Echad Oimer, Be'achad Shifatecha, right? I'm going to choose a place, Be'achad Shifatecha. And there's another pasuk that says, Mikol Shifteichem, that from amongst all your Shifatim, is it Achad Shvatecha or is it Kol Shvatecha? Zok to Sefri, the one that says from one of the Shvatim, that Makom Asher Yivchar is referring to Shiloh. The Makom Asher Yivchar that's going to be from all the Shvatim, that's referring to Yerushalayim. Another Sefri. The Sefri says, it says twice the idea of Haya HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Alekechem L'shakin Shmoy Sham. Verbatim. It says it two times. And all the Tanaim was struggling. Why does it say it twice? Rebbe Yoimer, Innema L'mayla L'ma Nema L'mata V'mnema L'mata L'ma Nema L'mata, said Rebbe, Rishayna, the first Makom Asher Yivchar is Shiloh. Shnia, the second Makom Asher Yivchar, that's already referring to Yerushalayim. Just mention another one. It says, B'Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Alekech L'shakin Shmoy Sham. It says it's in the parish of the Korban Pesach. What does it mean, B'Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Zu Shiloi Ubei Salamin? Might as well mention the fourth one. In the parish of Bikurim, it says, V'Samta Batena, B'Lamit Shetunim Kli, V'Lachto Ela Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Alekech Zer Shiloi Ubei Salamin. It's a fake Mar Nagriz. Makom Asher Yivchar is always Shiloi. So if that's the case, why does the Pasuk have to single out Shiloi? Kim Lefnei Hashem Alekech Techlenu Zu Shiloi. B'Makom Asher is referring to Yerushalayim. So the Biskarov said an absolute classic. He said, in Yerushalayim, we know Kachem Kalem and Maisa Sheni was eaten in Gantz Yerushalayim. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, the halacha was, it was able to be eaten B'chol HaRoy. Yishlachker, said Marnagris. What's the getter of being able to eat the kachem kalim and maisa sheni becholarai? And really, I think in order to understand the Briskerov's Chakira, we have to take one step back. It's like a baby step back. And just like state the obvious. What's the Gedda Hadvarim that Kachem Kalim and Maisa Sheni was allowed to be eaten only in Yerushalayim? I think Pasha, you learn, it's Mitzat Kedushas Yerushalayim. That's always the way you think of it. But the truth is, we're learning the sugyas now. It's a little bit deeper than that. The Gedda is Yerushalayim was Machni Yisrael. That's the Gedda, right? The whole Yerushalayim, Mokam HaMikdash, is divided into Machnas. Just like there were Machnas in the Midbar, there's Machnas in Yerushalayim as well, right? The Azora is more Kaddish. It's also the Machna of the Shechina, which is the Gesunte way of expressing why it has Oteisefes Kedusha. The rest of Harabayas, yeah, it has more Kedusha than the rest of the world, less Kedusha than the Azora, but it's also Machna Leviyah. Yerushalayim is Machna Yisrael. It's Poshet that the Geder of why Kachem Kalma Maisa Sheni wet necha b'chala ir. They were able to eat in Gantz Yerushalayim is because it's Machni Yisrael and it's part and parcel of this Indian that it's able to be necha b'machni Yisrael. So with that better nusach, Kled Marnagris, what's the gedder that in Shila you were able to eat Kachem Kalma Maisa Sheni b'chala raya? Is the gedder that b'chala raya, wherever you were, it was Machni Yisrael? To say it's the taich from Machni Yisrael in Shila as it relates to the Achilas Kachem Kalma Maisa Sheni was Nick. Not based on a chayma like it was in Yerushalayim. It's not based on boundaries. It's not a black and lot number. But it was based on a chalaraya. And as long as I could see it, with a couple of tekus for a birmi and a papa, what the definition of a chalaraya even is. But the bottom line is, it's b'chalaraya because the taich of Machne Yisrael in Shiloh was b'chalaraya. Oyeh Shloimar said the Briskerov. B'chala Raya was not Koiveya Machne Yisrael. No, the Chiddush from the idea that you find that you were able to eat Kachem Kalim and Maisa Sheni B'chala Raya B'shila is that whereas ordinarily Achilas Kachem Kalim and Maisa Sheni is Mugbol to Machne Yisrael, over here it was not Mugbol to Machne Yisrael. Over here the Koiveya was not Machne Yisrael. Over here the Koiveya was B'chala Raya. Said the Briskerov, I have a Raya Gedoyla to one side in this Chakira from a Gemara that we learned together yesterday. And that is, the Gemara said, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, that when the Yidden were in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have three machnas, they really had four. The Chil and the Ezus Noshim is really considered on a rabbinic level a fourth machna. And then he said, when the Yidden were in Shiloh, they only had two machnas. And the Gemara had a whole shak levataya. Which one of the machnas did they not have? Gemara had it sad, maybe they didn't have machna leviyah. It's an issue in the sugya of Shiloh Tmeyim. I think we're headed sad. Maybe they didn't have Machni Yisrael. That was also a little problematic in the sugya of Shiloh Tmeim. The Gemara came out of Maskana that really had all three Machnas in Shiloh. And what does it mean that there were only two Machnas Bavat? It means something very nuanced. It means that this Indian, that the Ari Alevim were Kailate, didn't have the ability to be Kailate when the Yidden were in Shiloh. But said the Briskerov, how could it be the Gemara had it sad that there was no Machni Yisrael, that there was no Machni Yisrael when the Yidden were in Shiloh? How could there have even been such a Havamina? Kachem Kalim and Maisa Sheni are Nechol and Maichol Yisrael. You say, no, they're Nechol Yerushalayim. No, we already addressed that in the introduction. The Gedder of Yerushalayim is Alts Machni Yisrael. If there was no Machni Yisrael, then how could they have eaten Kachem Kalim and Maisa Sheni? The Drosh of Bechol Aroya Teichiach that there was a Machni Yisrael. How could the Gemara have entertained the possibility that there was no Machni Yisrael in Shiloh? What's this whole din that it's Nacha B'chol Aroya? Said Marna Gris, it's Muchach from that Gemara. That the din that Maisa Sheni was Nacha B'chol Aroya has no Sheiches. It has absolutely nothing to do with Machni Yisrael. Faker, the gather is that whereas ordinarily Kachem Kalma Maisa Sheni were Nacha B'chol Aroya because it's Mugbal to Machni Yisrael. Over here it's not Mugbal to Machni Yisrael. But rather over here it's going to be B'chol Aroya. Scrub has other festerias, mamish, on this level as well. Just mention one other beautiful knetch, and that is the Mishnah says in Masechtas Megillah Daf Tes Amud Beis. Everyone knows this Mishnah. In the Ein Beins Shiloi LeYerushalayim Ela SheBeShiloi Oichlin Kachem Kalim Amaisa Sheni B'Chol Araya UBeYerushalayim Lefnim Menachaimim. And the Biskarov said this Mishnah, this such simple Mishnah bothers me. You know why? Because is there really enough Gemina between Shiloh and Yerushalayim? There's no enough Gemina. They both have a din that you're supposed to eat Kachem Kalim, Maisa Sheni, and Machni Yisrael. You want to know the Taitz of Machni Yisrael? Obviously, it's different. One's Mishlaim, one's Shiloh. What do you want it to be the same? Obviously, it's going to be different. Here, Machni Yisrael is Chaimus Yerushalayim. Here, Machni Yisrael is Bechol Aroya. Said Marna Gris, it's Muchach in the Mishnah. Ain't bain that there's a Chilik Yisoydi Mahusi between the Heftza of how Kachem Kam and Maisa Sheni was eaten when the Yidden were in Yerushalayim versus when they were in Shiloh. In Yerushalayim, it was Mugbil to a Machna. It was Machni Yisrael. But when the Yidden were in Shiloh, they had nothing to do with a Machna. Over the year it was Bechol Arayos. The Briskerov, the Fizet, half of a fella, the Hein Hein Advarim Mamish of what's going on in this Sifri. Avada Gevis, Shitas HaSifri is in four places. That the Mokim Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha, that Mokim, that place, is true, not only as it relates to Yerushalayim, it's true for Shiloh. But he said the fact that Achilas Kachem Kalim and Maisa Sheni would be mogbel to the Mokem Asher Yivchar, that was true only for Yerushalayim. That wasn't true for Shiloh. What does it mean, Kim Lefnei Hashem Alekecha Teichlenu Ba Mokem Asher Yivchar? It means Yerushalayim Ir HaKadosh. I'm going to choose a place, and that place will be the Mokem where you'll be allowed to eat. If you're standing 1 foot outside that Mokem, you won't be able to. If you're in that Mokem, yeah. There's going to be a Machne called Machne Yisrael, Ba Mokem Asher Yivchar. I'm not telling you which city yet. You're going to have to wait for a Ravna HaYavusi and Shmuel Beis Perichov Dalet to figure that out. But the bottom line is there will be a Mokim at some place in the future, and in that Mokim, and only in that Mokim, are you going to be allowed to eat Kachem Kalim and Maisa Sheni. But that's only true as it relates to Yerushalayim. As it relates to Shiloh, said Maran Agris, it's Mavur that dear Kachem Kalim and Maisa Sheni was Nechol Bechol Haraya. And being that over there, it was Nechol Bechol Haraya. So over there, it has nothing to do. Over there, it has nothing to do with Mokim. If it has nothing to do with Mokim, it can't be nichlal in b'makom asher yivchar. So what is it, Tolian? What is it, Tolian? Ki im lifnei Hashem alekecha teichlenu. If you're lifnei Hashem, if you could see the makom and mishkan, if you could see the shechina b'chamakom atshateroya, there you're going to have it in. And does zok this sifri? Ki im lifnei Hashem alekecha teichlenu zu shiloi. Because that's Tolian lifnei Hashem. That's Tolian b'chal haroya. B'makom asher yivchar Hashem alekecha zu Yerushalayim. Because that's not Tolian b'chal haroya. That's Tolian the Mokim, that's totally in the fact that a Machni Yisrael, just to say a drop better, all the other places that the Sifri says Mefurish, that the Mokim Asher Yivchar is Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash, it's talking about bringing the Bikurim, it's talking about bringing the Karban Pesach, it's talking about the Issa Chutz, those things are bad that totally in the Mokim Asher Yivchar, mitzad the Chetz of Mishkan, versus Negei the Machni Shechina Shabai, versus Negei the Flimin, the Lefnim and Akloim, that Shiloh was no different than the Mikdash. It chabzach an afgemina in Machni Yisrael, specifically with regards to one halacha, with regards to eating kachem kalim and eating maisa sheni. That's the one place, said the Briskerov, that the Sefri's taich b'mokom ashiyivcha is lehedya not shiloi. What is shiloi? It's lefnei Hashem alekecha. That's b'chol haraya, as opposed to b'mokom ashiyivcha Hashem alekecha boy. As opposed to b'mokom ashiyivcha Hashem alekecha boy, that's already the mokom hamikdash. Just to end with a hergish, this is mamash a hergish. Not pshat, it's not even josh, it's just a hergish. The Gemara before Makairis, how you know that Shiloh is something that could be b'chol haraya. The second two Makairis we learn from Yosef HaTzadik, that from the fact that Yosef HaTzadik, he had his shmiras einayim, his einayim were very, very pure. It's for that reason he was zoicha that Shiloh, which is in his chelek, you'd be allowed to eat b'chol haraya. The hergish is Yosef HaTzadik was sold into slavery. Yosef HaTzadik was away from his family that were in the Eretz HaKodesh. They were in Eretz Canaan. And where was he? He was in Mitzrayim. And he was able to be miskaber over Ishas Potiphar. And how was he able to be miskaber over Ishas Potiphar? So we know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Soita Daf Lamed Vav Amadeis, he was mamish holding by doing the Aveira. But then he saw. What did he see? He saw the Must Yuknei Shalavim. He was in Mitzrayim, but he was able to see B'chol HaRoya. He was able to see his father who was in Eretz Canaan. And by doing that, he was able to bring, he was able to be Shoyev, a little bit of Kedushas, Eretz Yisrael, into that Mokim of Tum and Shtufei Zima that he had been. Mida keneged mida. He was zoicha, was Yosef HaTzadik, that the Mishkan that would be in his chelek, there would be such a musik with the hezber of the Briskerov, that even if I'm not in Machne Yisrael, and even if I'm in the Machne of the Snuim, I'm in a far away, I'm in a bad place. But if I'm able to see Dmust Yukna, if I can look up and I can see the Makam HaMishkan, well, that means wherever I am, I'm able to bring Kedusha in a place like that. Even though I'm not a Machnis, I'm in Mitzrayim. I'm in the blot. Afilu hachi, you'd be able to eat the Kachem Kalim and the Maisa Sheni B'chol Harai.